News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Smartwatches. More and more people find themselves waking up to check not just did they sleep, but how well they slept. Whether or not it brings you any health benefits is a bigger question. Tom Coleman may be able to answer that question. He's health scientist and sleep coach. Is there any evidence, Tom, to suggest that monitoring your sleep patterns actually improves your life?
I wouldn't say so. I would say the research looks at the efficacy of the data from the different devices like the Whoops and the Fitbits just to see how accurate they are. And also there is some research which kind of looked at something called orthosomnia, an unhealthy obsession with achieving perfect sleep scores. I mean, at the end of the day, all we're doing is trying to get an accurate read on how much we're getting. It's not actually doing anything to your sleep.
And what do the apps reveal to you? What is it that people see when they check the apps?
I mean, they look at things like total sleep time, light sleep, deep sleep, sleep latency or sleep onset. And people become obsessed with this, and especially with the deep sleep. I get these questions all the time. I woke up, my Fitbit's telling me I'm only getting X amount of deep sleep. How do I improve my deep sleep? It can impact negatively your sleep, and it can increase anxiety and hypervigilance and things like that. So, and it does depend, Anton, on the personality type. We have, you know, the type A personalities waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to see if they're hitting their sleep scores.
Let me annoy you by then re-asking the same question. How do you improve your deep sleep?
The brain will regulate how much deep versus light sleep you need. I think there's an overemphasis because light sleep is just as important as deep sleep. And I think that's the point here, right? Because we become obsessed with one part of our sleep architecture. Actually, all of it's important. So your REM is really important, your light sleep and your deep sleep. Obviously, if you're exercising more, that can impact it slightly. But look, your brain will regulate how much time you need to spend in each of those stages of sleep.
So stop checking it and just let it get at it, Tom. Thank you. Tom Coleman, health scientist and sleep coach.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.